deal. This right here is my pretty boy swag. Hot Dogs LA, Super Bowl edition, 1 week later.
Let's talk about the weather.
Let's talk about the weather, which has been gorgeous here in downtown LA.
Yes, you pulled me away from hours of yard work in the sun.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know.
It was 80 degrees in beautiful Glendora, California.
I had
California.
My shirt off, getting some sun on my belly.
Oh, poor people. Poor neighbors.
Yeah, I was in the backyard.
Super Bowl edition.
Whee!
Even though
Pats!
It feels like a year ago. I'm at the point in my life where a week feels like a year and a year feels like a week. Everything's flipped upside down. It just feels like the Super Bowl was forever ago.
I need to ponder
that. It feels like the Super Bowl was forever ago.
Yeah. A lot has happened since then.
Bruce Jenner.
Who's going to be on the show tonight?
Patriots win the Super Bowl and one of the great Super Bowls ever. And ESPN the next day, Johnny Manziel goes to rehab.
Yep.
Backup quarterback goes to rehab. That's what ESPN, you know, they constantly force that negative shit down your throat.
Yep.
Fuck them. Can't do it. Patriots, Super Bowl champions again. Thank God. Because I just developed an unhealthy disdain for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
Too much. Okay.
Yep.
Marshawn Lynch jumping in the end zone, grabbing his balls.
Yeah.
It's uncool. The guy.
He's an OG from Oakland, man. That's how they roll from up there.
Grabbing the balls on national TV.
Hell yeah.
Doug Baldwin, Stanford graduate, for crying out loud. I don't know if he graduated, but he went to Stanford. Shitting the ball out? They didn't show that. You saw it on the internet, though.
He was going to pull his pants down.
No, I mean, well, he faked that he's pulling his pants down.
No, right when they cut away.
He was faking his pulling his pants down.
I knew something was up.
How selfish do you have to be to knowingly take a 15-yard personal foul penalty in the Super Bowl so you can be cute and pretend like you shit the ball out?
Yeah.
This isn't any given Sunday. This is not the movies, kid.
And again, we're talking about football players.
Not the brightest people going.
No.
But even though he went to Stanford.
They're not like us, Dave. Highly intellectual.
Richard Sherman, Stanford guy.
Yeah.
Pulling that shit in the sideline, classless. 2-4, putting up that Darrell Revis gave up a touchdown.
Yeah.
You have nothing better to do in the middle of the Super Bowl other than to troll.
Well, how about the opposing the team's stuff corner? Leading up to the Super Bowl with Sherman, and I might not make the Super Bowl because of I want to be there when my baby is born. I mean, what kind of bullshit drama is that? He created that.
I know.
Just so he can be the center of attention because he's a little whiny little.
It's the day and age we live in, man. It's a day and age. Yeah. Wait, he ain't
hashtags,
little, first of all. It's a day and age we live in. It's
so,
like,
in your face, Sherman.
It's like, look at my old man in his job back in the 70s.
1870s.
Back in the 70s. My old man didn't want to leave work to go to the, and he just worked at a pedestrian accountant job. It's like, dude, you're going to really miss the Super Bowl for the, I know, I don't have any children, so you can't say, but things have changed, Back then, they wouldn't even let the dad in the, they would sit out in the lobby and march back and forth and hand out cigars.
Okay, hold on a second. What the hell are you talking about?
About Sherman. No, Sherman. Okay. We missed the Super Bowl because of that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really think you should miss the Super Bowl? I don't think so. Sorry. No. The kid's not going to remember the birth.
Yeah.
You're just there to be a cheerleader. Yeah. And you don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
He shouldn't, but he's trolling. 2-4, 2-4. Come on, man. And Pete Carroll with his 9/11 conspiracy theories. Pete Carroll.
It was the worst result of a call.
Pete Carroll and his relentless optimism. Relentless optimism is always trumped by perpetual stupidity.
Yeah.
And that was dumb. And it's not dumb in the fact, I've been sitting on this for a week now. And
let it out, Dave.
Look, I'm gonna. That's why we do it, damn it.
Let it out.
It's still real to me, CJ. Okay, look it. I understand. Hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Which I think would be a better call, but
yeah.
I don't mind the pass. But
what? You're going against everybody in America?
No. Hear me out. Here's the problem. They run a formation where they stack the receivers, okay?
Yes.
And what people aren't talking about is Brandon Browner played like 2 years for the Seahawks. He was the corner on that. And in that formation, you're limited. That's a very common play for that type of formation. And a guy like Brandon Brown, and the Seahawks had shown that exact play early in the season. You know, they watch every fucking play.
Yeah, Browner studied his film.
Of course he did, and Malcolm Butler as well.
Yeah.
And you're trying to run a pick route, which is illegal, with a huge corner. Brandon Brown is 6'3", 2-something. You try to run a pick route, and a guy who knows what's coming because he's seen that with that team before, he jams up that number one receiver. And as soon as that happens, Malcolm Butler just drives on that slant.
Yeah.
And he picks it. I mean, it's terrible. Look, I don't mind the pass. Get Russell Wilson out on the edge. That dude's tough to tackle.
Yeah.
Let him have a pass run option. Yeah. But for a guy who's 5'11", maybe, Russell Wilson before the game's like, oh, maybe 5'11", trying to jam a slant into a receiver who's caught 3 touchdown passes in his career. Ricardo Lockett, 3 touchdown passes in his career, had been cut 4 times. You're going to put everything on trying to force feed that guy like a freaking goose, trying to force feed the ball onto him? With all those hands up in that little area, they're defending the line. You know what I mean? They're defending the goal line. They're saying, fuck it. We're just going to gamble and we're going to jump that goal line. Right? I mean, that is the problem. It's not necessarily not giving him Marshawn Lynch, although I think they should have. But that's a simple answer. It's trying to force feed that route into a huge corner. And they know formationally that's what they like to do. Stupid. Ridiculous. And if you go back and watch the NFL network mic'd up, Pete Carroll didn't even know what play was called. Yeah. That's the thing. NFL coaching is terrible. And because putting a spotlight in that microcosm of just seeing that one play, people don't realize that shit happens all the time. The pick that Brady threw earlier in the first drive, what were those fucking routes? They were terrible. It was 4 wide, 2 out routes, and 2 curls, and Brady was just guy in his face, and he threw it up. The guy who picked it, the guy who ended up getting hurt, which helped out quite a bit, Lane, he was covering nobody. Yeah. He was just floating because everyone else was covered. It was man-free. It was just shit routes, but nobody says anything about that because the Patriots won. My point, for anybody who's been listening to the show for the duration of it, NFL coaching. Thank you. NFL coaching is terrible. It's lackluster. It's bad. They do stupid things all the time, but people let them get it. You know, people are like, oh, it's the highest level, NFL. College coaching, high school coaching is better than NFL coaching. I don't care what anyone says. Those guys are all products of nepotism. They're all products of right place, right time. And they get the jobs and they just move along. And they're like, oh, these guys are the best and the brightest. And there's no meritocracy.
Yeah.
It's all just knowing the right person at the right time. What a terrible play. But God damn it, Tom Brady's the best quarterback of all time. No? Am I wrong? Best color man in the business, right? Best color man in the business.
Well, he's definitely better than anybody that's in the NFL now.
No doubt about that.
But of all time, that'd be... You know, we'd have to get into statistics.
Yeah, and, but bring the statistics.
You know, but he's definitely in the top 5.
Oh, please.
Yes, of all time.
Number one. He's the best one I've ever seen. Not even close. Yeah. You know, everyone loves to say Joe Montana. Oh, he's 4-0 in Super Bowls. He only got to 4. Brady's been to 6. You know, and he played in a day and age where it was no free agency. And the same team every year that the 49ers ran out. Look at the guys that Brady's throwing to. He's throwing to a bunch of Smurfs. And as I was like live diarying this game.
Okay, you had your diary going.
After 18 beers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to be sober for this freaking. And then I just started watching the pregame with Johnny Weir. Did you watch that shit? Johnny Weir, the gay figure skater that's just over the top gay.
Yeah.
And the supermodel he was with, I forget her name.
Yeah.
What kind of world are we living in? This is the pregame for football. Because they're trying to appeal to the masses. So they want to bring, you know, gay guy and a woman, I guess, in the masses.
Yeah.
So I said, I couldn't take it anymore. I just started shotgunning beers. Can I watch this shit by myself? Mm-hmm. I know it's kind of sad, but I had to.
You were shotgunning? You were putting the key in the...
By myself?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't, but I kept pounding beers. I couldn't take it anymore. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1:30. I couldn't take Costas and Collinsworth.
Yep.
I don't know how anybody likes Chris.
How many did you put down?
18.
Yeah.
Counting them. They're sitting on my freaking kitchen table. My cleaning lady's abandoned me. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I have a cleaning lady now, so I have a...
You would think she'd make some extra money off your recyclables.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I pay her $100 every time she comes.
Yeah, she hasn't been there in a while.
I guess my stinking filth is just that bad. It's not worth.
Have you gotten a bed yet?
It's not worth $100.
On a blow-up mattress.
No, I popped the blow-up mattress. You know what I mean. So I bought one of those mattresses. Actually, you came.
Oh, you got it from Amazon.
Yeah, through Amazon, and I opened it up, and it was amazing. Just popped open.
Really?
Sleep on the floor.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Sleep on the floor like some kind of Asian. Oh,
bless me.
Zoom tight.
All right, so how was it?
I don't know. I've lost my train of thought, but all I know is the Patriots won the damn Super Bowl, and I am freaking happy about it.
Yeah.
And Deflategate is finally kind of deflated.
What's up with that? Did they follow up at all?
Yeah, well, what they're saying is the one ball that was handed in originally was under, and everything else was a tick. I don't know what a tick is, a tick under.
Yeah.
But I could talk about ad nauseum.
Is that like a nodule or a module?
It's a module.
Is it a module
it's
under
a module,
or a nodule?
A module under. And dude, just one of those things where, okay, they'll hype it. And I read these, you know, comments on Yahoo. It's like, I've been a Patriot fan since 1960. I'm disgusted. People love to jump on that, you know, immediate public opinion. I'm disgusted with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Like, they're going to risk everything to freaking under-inflate balls.
Yeah.
So then they have this big controversy about bringing in the balls and Tom Brady still 13 of 15, two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
All right, enough about them. What about Gronk, the party animal?
What about Gronk?
The dude's raging.
Oh, he is raging.
You know?
I wouldn't be surprised he gets suspended for that fight at the end.
Throwing haymakers.
For some, you know, like I've talked.
Yeah, because he got punished after that. He was pushed down or hit down, and he fell on his ass.
Oh, class of Seattle. Yeah. They're fighting at the end. You know they would.
Oh, I know. Seattle is such a bunch of punks.
You know they would.
Yeah.
The guy shit out of football, for Christ's sake, CJ.
I know.
He should be suspended for the first two games next year. To me, that's almost as bad as, well, it's worse than a marijuana offense, in my opinion, because it's premeditated. Well,
yeah, Le'Veon Bell's got to do 16 months of rehab or something like that for getting caught with weed in his car.
Yeah, and Blunt Blunt was with him, and Blunt got nothing out of it.
Yeah.
His classes as well. I'm not a big Blunt fan. The guy quit on the Steelers.
Yeah.
And then he holds up that bitch mode shirt. That's classless.
Bitch mode? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I had a t-shirt at the parade.
Oh.
I went to the first parade when the Patriots won their first Super Bowl in 2001, 2002. I went to that parade. It was miserable, kid. Toe-to-toe, locked in, 15-degree weather, drunken high school kids everywhere.
Yeah.
People literally pissing themselves because you couldn't go anywhere. It was awful. I said I would never go to another one of those.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if I was back in Massachusetts, and I would go to this one,
too. What street was it on?
Well, it goes all over, but the main drag is Tremont.
Tremont, okay.
The main drag is Tremont Street. Yeah. They run the duck boats down.
Yeah.
It's the ninth title that a Boston sports team has won in the last 13 years. It's impressive.
Yeah.
We earned it, damn it.
Why couldn't they do it within 10, though? Why is it got to be 13?
Because I don't know.
Not 12.
Good point.
How many titles did they win in 12 years?
Maybe it's 14 years. I don't know. Stop crunching the numbers on me, kid.
I mean, yeah, that's cool, whatever, but, you know.
Whatever what? How many freaking L.A. titles has had? Well, there have been a few.
Well, you know, we're talking about the Lakers and the Kings. We don't even have a football team.
Lakers and the Kings. I know, but they broke ground today. Did you see that?
Yeah.
In Inglewood. You said you believe it when you saw it. They broke ground. They're pushing dirt around in Inglewood.
Right. Yeah, we'll see it.
Believe it when you see it.
Yeah.
Speaking of pushing dirt around, you got to feel bad for Edelman. And, well, if you could feel bad for a guy who just, you know, won a Super Bowl and was getting all types of... Did you see that Julian Edelman thing? A girl met Julian Edelman on Tinder, I guess. And they had relations that evening.
Okay.
And
when was this?
The next morning, the other day.
After or before Super Bowl?
After. The other day, she did a selfie with herself and Edelman in her bed. And she wrote, caption, I just fucked Julian Edelman. And put that. That's why I don't have kids, man. Imagine that. If you're the father of that girl who just posted out to the world, I just fucked Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is there no standard anymore, CJ?
Yeah.
My Lord.
What happened? So is she hot at least?
You only caught half a face. I'm sure she's not ugly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nowadays, these girls nowadays, CJ, they're all good looking. They're all good looking. You almost feel bad for Edelman, you know what I mean? He's kind of getting ambushed. Shit, guy can't go out and have random sex whenever he wants. What kind of world do we live in?
you know,
put out there on the internet. Poor Julian.
Yeah.
Poor Julian. Poor Tom. Poor Tom Brady. People still can't give him the respect that he deserves.
Yeah. Well, haters.
Poor Warren Sapp.
Two hookers.
And I've done my best to bash on Warren Sapp just because I think he's a hypocrite. But you know what? I feel bad. Hey, guy's got a healthy sex drive. What's wrong with that? Yeah. You know what I mean? So what? He goes out and gets a couple prostitutes.
But he got into it because over the finances.
I know it.
What was going on there, dude?
It's a victimless crime, but you would think a guy like Warren Sapp could go out and get some play if he wanted to. You know what I mean? Shit. But how do you put it all on the line like that, Warren Sapp? Because you got to know, if you get caught doing that, he got fired from his NFL gig. He got fired from his Bud Light sponsorship.
Yep.
Warren Sapp is done. What are you listening to?
It's your music.
This is Warren Sapp's intro music.
Hey, where's it going, Warren Sapp? I like hookers.
He could be on the WWE now. That'll be his theme music. It's the White Shadow.
Hey, do we have to have rights for this?
What for the White Shadow? Speaking of the White Shadow, I just watched Tangent 1776 for the first time.
Nice.
When Ken Howard plays Thomas Jefferson. The coach in White Shadow plays Thomas Jefferson.
Hey, ladies.
Plays Thomas Jefferson.
Who's that?
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah.
He's that new rapper from Atlanta, right?
Oh, boy. CJ, you just throw me off. I don't even know. Just beatbox for a second while I get my thoughts. All right. I got my thoughts back. We're back. DeQuell Jackson. Speaking of Deflategate, the guy who picked off the ball that was the ball in question was underinflated, he just got arrested for assaulting a pizza guy.
What?
Tried to choke out a pizza guy who parked in his spot at his condo complex. Tried to choke the guy out. Yep. He's choking the guy out. And
the guy who won the Super Bowl for the Patriots.
No. Like the guy for the Colts who picked off the pass.
Oh.
That was the ball that turned into Deflategate. Was the ball that the Colts said, oh.
All right. Sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
This ball is uninflated. I know you're too busy beatboxing.
Sorry.
Best color man in the business for that. He choked this guy out.
Yeah.
Fucking A, good for this guy, this pizza guy. He's going to make more money from this thing than he's going to make his whole life.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big tip.
How much would it take for someone, would you let someone choke you out, attack you, and be like, oh, choke you out? How much would it take? Put a dollar on it. Why open my beer?
I would take, I don't know, $250.
Really? You let somebody choke you out for $250?
Yeah. You got it?
I do, actually. I would take Jerron. Like, hold on, I got the wrong spot. The Colts, of all teams, supposedly the team that ratted out the Patriots, of all teams, DeQuell Jackson with his little incident, and then the other guy was named Katie. The last two arrests in the NFL, Josh McNary, last two arrests in the NFL, both Colts, not to mention the fact of the owner of the Colts, Jimmy Irsay, with his freaking painkiller addiction, and manslaughter on his girl. They're the ones, of all, to take down the Patriots and make the Patriots seem like they're these bad guys. Where's Rosie O'Donnell when you need her?
Rosie, we need you, Rosie.
Oh, Seattle and their 12th man, too. Supposedly they're losing the rights to that. Oh,
what is that?
The 12th man is the fans of Seattle. They all wear 12 jerseys.
They stole that from soccer.
No, well.
European soccer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought, they bought it from Texas A&M.
Really?
Football. They're renting it out. It only cost them $5,000 for a year to rent out. Yeah. And the 12th man jersey is like the fifth most sold jersey in the NFL right now. Because I hate him. I hate Paul Allen. Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing my own shit. Thank God they won that fucking game. Stop texting me, whoever's texting
me. Your flown's flowing.
Papa, you all right?
Yeah, I'm just indigestion, man.
What's wrong?
Just too much.
Too much of everything.
Chicken salad.
Chicken salad? When you mixed your beer and your freaking coffee.
That's right.
It's a recipe for disaster. Lawsuit. I can feel that one. Lawsuit, Papuana. 25-year-old kid in Wisconsin killed himself. I shouldn't say kid. 25-year-old man killed himself in Wisconsin. And now his mother is suing Pop Warner for $5 million. Yeah. Here it comes, kid. The floodgates. It's over. We are at the beginning of the end for football.
Yeah.
$5 million lawsuit. You're right. You look like you're going
to
pass out.
I'm just trying to get a good burp here because, you know, you got the... I don't know. I just need to burp. So go ahead.
Okay, I'll just keep talking about Pop Warner.
Yeah, I'm trying to burp.
But imagine they win that, or even if they settle out of court for that. Anybody who ever gets, whoever kills himself who played Pop Warner is going to sue him. It's going to sue high school football. It's the beginning and the end.
Yeah, I could sue for some lawsuits.
For what?
I don't know. Look at me now. It's all because of football.
Let's just, you know what? For the name of science, CJ, it'll just kill you. And then we'll just look at your head. We'll do a live autopsy on the show. And we'll have a doctor in here. We'll do a live autopsy. Like, yep, CJ had a lot of CTE, chronic trypholitis, encephalitis, or whatever that may be.
Where's Ingles, dude?
Where is Ingles? Oh, yeah, you're going to your phone, so something's going up.
I got to get the music for Ingles.
Speaking of CTE, Richie Incognito signed with the Bills.
Yeah?
Richie and Rex. There should be a freaking sitcom about those two. This should be a reality show. That Hard Knocks has to be the Bills next year. With Richie Incognito and Rex Ryan. Talk about a recipe for disaster. Or talk about a recipe for... Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, no, it's the ad.
Ad for what?
I don't know. It's Coaching Bad.
Oh, it's a show with Ray Rice.
What?
Not Ray Rice. Ray Lewis.
Where's Ingles? Dude, there's a lot of people bustling about the city tonight.
There are a lot of people bustling about the city. We'll go try.
Tonight's show is sponsored by Little House on the Prairie, Bud Light, Mark and Mindy, The White Shadow.
CJ. You're ruining my segues. I had segues and your indigestion's ruining them.
Indigestion Nation.
Speaking of Rex Ryan.
The whole show should be about my indigestion.
The whole show should be about your indigestion. Rex Ryan, get back on point.
Yeah, he gets bad indigestion.
I'm sure he does. Well, he had gastric bypass, so I'm sure he came
anything with the word gas in it, it's got to have some.
That homie probably has 8 ounces of Sprite, and he's probably uncomfortable. You know what I mean? A half a shot of milk, and he's probably fucking shitting himself. I actually went out with a girl for a while that had a bypass, and it was unbeknownst to me for the first few months. Yeah. But then you start realizing, it's like, people who have bypass, I don't know if you know anyone, they just like no muscle. It's just all of a sudden just like, it's weird. They become emaciated. They look like a Skeletor. And as time goes on, your stomach doesn't get the right nutrients. So they like, their skin shrivels. I know it's kind of, it's true. That's what's happening to Rex
Ryan.
Is that
what happened to you?
Yeah, I look shriveled.
You do. Bearded, shriveled guy.
I look shriveled.
I'm shriveled.
Yeah, I'm shriveled.
Today was Singing Sundays at my house, too.
My shriveled, my cock is shriveled.
Oh, come on, you asshole.
The fucking tuna can cock.
Yeah, let's say hi to our fans. Matt Student.
Say hi to our fan. Matt Student.
What's up, Stude?
All right. Enough! Let me get back to Rex Ryan. For Christ's sake, you ruined my
indigestion is
my
subsiding.
Train of thought. Rex Ryan had a Mark Sanchez tattoo.
What?
Yeah, a Mark Sanchez tattoo that he's since turned blue because now he's the coach of the Bills. He should get a big Richie Incognito tattoo. I should get a big Richie Incognito tattoo. Wait a minute, what?
Rex Ryan had a Mark Sanchez tattoo that said Mark Sanchez?
No, it was a green, it was like a hot woman, supposed to be his wife, with a green Jets Mark Sanchez jersey. Now he colored it in blue. So now it's a blue, the Bills number 6 jersey.
Oh, my God. What's the world coming to?
I know, with the tats.
Coach.
I know. And they got guys like Charles Haley coming out and saying Tom Brady and the Patriots are cheaters. Charles Haley, who just got in the Hall of Fame, by the way, this past week. Congratulations, I guess. But Charles Haley used to walk around the locker room masturbating, jerking off.
What?
Yeah. Charles Haley in the book Boys Will Be Boys by Jeff Perlman, reputable author.
Yeah.
Charles Haley went to a defensive line meeting, was mad at the coach, went to the bathroom, shit, wiped himself, came back with a toilet paper, and threw the toilet paper at his position coach. Not to mention, like I said, he walked around jerking off in a locker room. Imagine that happened nowadays.
Yeah.
Dude, if he got caught, if someone
when did he play?
Charles Haley?
Yeah.
In the 80s, 90s. He played for the four-time Super Bowl champion.
What position?
D end.
Yeah.
James Madison University.
We're blowing up.
Yeah. Like, guy, imagine that now, guys walking around the locker room jerking off. Back in the 80s and 90s, where you can get away with stuff, CJ. You can't get away with good old-fashioned masturbation anymore. Masturbation.
Stasum's requested.
Anymore. Can't freaking get away with it anymore.
I know.
What's wrong with that? It's healthy.
Locker room masturbation.
Doctor, are you Googling that? Dr. Ruth.
No.
Dr. Ruth says masturbation is healthy. I agree with her.
Whatever happened to Dr. Ruth? Is she still around?
I believe she's still alive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Aaron Hernandez is still alive.
You've been pretty weak on the effects on the...
I have?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm talking about... All right, I'll give you one.
Hey, where are the white women at?
All right. Aaron Hernandez, his lawyer decides to make a Deflategate joke about blowing up the balls.
What?
Yeah, he's like, oh, talking about tire pressure. He's like, in Boston, people know about blowing things up, right? Huh? Am I right?
Yeah.
In court, judge was pissed. Should be. Aaron Hernandez is going away. But even though, I don't know, I think he might get off on this one because there is no murder weapon.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get off on this one, but why are we even talking about Aaron Hernandez? How good would the Patriots be if they still had Aaron Hernandez? Pretty damn good, CJ. Mm-hmm. Pretty.
I'm just listening to you, man.
Damn good. Thanks. I appreciate it for once. You know, you're just sitting there trying to fight off your indigestion.
No, it went away.
It's old age, kid.
I know.
It's like the Terminator, the new Terminator Genesis movie, even though he spelled Genesis wrong. Arnold Schwarzenegger is playing, reprising his role as the Terminator, but when do robots get gray hair? Why are they freaking? They made up gray hair like, okay, he's older, but if you're making a robot, you're like, what the fuck? Why are you going to make this guy gray hair? It's not real tissue. I guess that's the whole thing with the Terminator. It's real tissue, but real hair.
You have an issue?
I have an issue. I have more than one issue.
I got allergies.
What are you allergic to?
Everything. Outdoors.
Yeah, you shouldn't be out there putting in your 3 hours of yard work for your rent-free house.
Spread it out for six.
Spread it out for six?
Yeah.
NFL Hall of Fame. Jerome Bettis. Tim Brown, finally. Thank God. Junior Seau. Rest in peace, CTE. The aforementioned Charles Haley, that you never heard of for some reason.
Yep.
Will Shields, offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs. Bill Polian, longtime GM, the Colts. Ron Wolf, longtime GM of the Packers. Before that, the Giants. Mick Tinglehoff.
Tinglehoff.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Like Hasselhoff.
Is he an old lineman?
He was an old. He got a name like Tinglehoff. Yeah. He's going to be an old lineman or a linebacker. He's an old lineman.
Crush people.
Tinglehoff. He's probably about 260 pounds. The guys back then. MVP.
And no neck.
MVP. Aaron Rodgers. Undeserved. Unfucking deserved. Should be the Tom Brady Award. Tom Brady should win MVP every fucking year.
Aaron Rodgers won the Tom Brady Award. Just referred to the Tom Brady Award.
They should not give out awards until everything's said and done. The season's over.
Yeah.
The season's over. Who's the best player?
More valuable, the Super Bowl MVP or the league MVP?
And the conventional wisdom argument to compel that, to combat that is, oh, well, that's why they give a playoff MVP and why they give a regular season MVP. Bullshit.
Why?
The season is the season.
Yeah, it's the culmination of the season.
Absolutely. It's 20 weeks. It's not 16.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, he can say that all he want, but Aaron Rodgers threw some terrible passes in that championship game. Awful. He threw that slant route. Nobody talks about that, but he threw it right at the DB. That's the thing about Brady. You know, I would love, there's got to be a stat. I know there's all types of stats about everything. You'll fucking blow your head. It'll make you crazy. But there's got to be a stat out there with Tom Brady after interceptions. Because I swear, after that motherfucker throws an interception, every time he goes back on the field, he goes 8 of 9, 9 of 10, 70 yards, and a touchdown. Every fucking time.
Yeah, it affects him in a positive way.
Yeah. He gets, as Kraft said, he gets his Irish up, and he gets pissed. It's funny, you know. It's just, man, I've put too much emotion into this. It's like I'm watching Tom Brady because they said he had a cold all week, and I'm watching Tom Brady's post game. I'm like, oh, Tom sounds like he's under the weather. Like, oh, Tom sounds like he's cold. He has a cold.
Yeah.
It's like when you know what I mean? It's like when you fame him, he did.
Yeah.
Like I do now, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to combat it with Bud Light. I think it's working
the
for
the elixir.
I think it's working for the
magical elixir.
Oh, like a good Sprite. It's a good magical elixir. Well, Sprite doesn't have any.
The Sprite fairy?
Sprite doesn't have any caffeine in it.
Which I found that out after I drank one. Like, what the hell did I do that for?
What, are you only drinking for caffeine?
Yeah, soda. Soda pop!
Oh, CJ, let's talk college football for a minute.
Let's talk about college football.
Kids, spring practice has started already.
Signing day.
For like 10 people. Signing day is a shit show as well.
Yep.
Cordell Brodus, kid who attacked my team, not this past season, the one before, and then he transferred out, miraculously just moved to Vegas. Like Snoop doesn't have five.
Where?
Diamond Bar.
Yeah, and he moved to Vegas?
Well,
he went high school.
Yeah, Bishop Gorman, supposedly the number one team in the country. But yeah, he went to Diamond Bar High School last year.
It's changed a lot.
Dedicated a whole episode. He threw a unmitigated attack on one of our corners, just came and cold cocked him.
Yeah.
It was suspended for the next week. It was a whole big brawl, but for some reason that gets lost in the translation. Hey, supposedly he's a good kid. He's going to UCLA.
Yeah.
UCLA and USC supposedly dominated the recruiting this year. It's always the same teams. Alabama, Florida State.
Yeah, Oregon.
USC, Oregon, Ohio State, Tennessee, Auburn, Georgia, Texas.
And they all have great facilities.
LSU.
Yeah.
Of course, it's just big business. It's really sickening, you know. It's not like these guys are really getting an education. The whole thing's a fucking joke.
Are they preparing the young man for tomorrow?
No. The college system in general is not preparing the old man. It should be technical schools.
Yeah.
We should put half the population should be freaking fixing cars and doing, you know, air conditioning and refrigeration.
Yep.
Instead of, you know, discussing Chaucer. The Canterbury Tales. What do you get out of the Canterbury Tales? And I'm an English teacher, for fuck's sake. I know, right? I know. I get freaking... I'm getting to the point where I just sit up there and I just play DJ on the YouTube. I just like, oh, you guys have never seen this? Let me show you this one. This one's funny. And then as soon as I hear a swear word, so I'm like, oh, I gotta get out of it. I'm gonna show Groundhog Day next week. Last week was Groundhog Day.
Yep.
I was like, oh, it's Groundhog Day, da-da-da. How many people have seen the movie Groundhog Day? Like, one kid had put his hand up. I'm like, wow. Time out.
Fantastic movie.
Oh, fantastic.
A lot of good life lessons learned.
Exactly.
Would you consider that a coming-of-age movie or a romantic comedy?
A philosophical movie. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, if you had the same day to live over and over again, you weren't going to get any older, what would you do? That's going to be the writing prompt. Yeah. But I have to show him this movie. Plus, it's so referenced in pop culture. People always talk, you know, the word Groundhog Day has become synonymous with the movie as opposed to the holiday.
Yeah. It's like Xerox was the word for copier.
Or like Tylenol has become a name for ibuprofen.
Yeah.
It's Tylenol, same type of thing.
Yeah. Or Advil for ibuprofen, Tylenol for acetaminophen,
Well said, CJ.
What are you trimming that red beard, Dave? Well,
I know, kid. I'm telling you, I want to get rid of it, but it's become almost like a trademark to me. Anytime people are like, oh, don't shave your beard. I like it. Oh, fuck. I only shave my beard when it becomes as white as yours. As soon as I get that many white, it's coming.
It is gray.
It's coming. Mine?
You just can't see it. Yeah. It takes about six months.
It's coming.
But it's pretty gray.
I know. Mine is?
Yeah.
You fucking go shit in the hat.
No, you won't be able to notice for another 6 months, but.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming, but.
School days.
I don't know if I'm coming or going. You don't know if I'm coming. There is no school tomorrow.
Abraham Lincoln. The school, it's a private institution, so we don't take the same holidays as you do.
Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Yeah.
On a long weekend. Deservedly so.
Yep. Abe.
Abe, best color man in the business. Miami Dolphins.
Abe.
Revolutionizing the game day experience.
How and why? Where?
They're going to put 32 living rooms in the stadium on the 30-yard line. They have taken out all the seats in the 30-yard line. They've made them to living room pods, or modules, if you will.
Wow. Nodules modules?
Modules, if you will. 32 living rooms is going to cost them $400 million.
Okay.
$400 million.
That's it?
To renovate the stadium.
All right.
Four seats are going to go for $75,000 a game.
Wow.
I know. They always talk about recession, that we have no money, the world fall apart. $75,000 a game. And they get red zone. They get red zone. So it's going to be these super rich fucking Kardashian, Bruce Jenner type people.
Yeah, if he's out of jail.
Bruce Jenner type people.
Yeah, but if he's out of jail.
Yeah, We talked about that? No?
No.
I tried bringing him up
earlier in the show, but we went right into football.
Well, let's talk about Bruce Jenner in the worst week in the history of fucking bad weeks. The guy comes out, he says he wants to become a girl. He wants to become a lady.
Yeah.
And he goes out and kills somebody. Yeah. And now they're saying he was on his cell phone when he did it. Ooh, talk about a bad week. The gays are one thing. I've been on the air.
Not in jail. He probably made bail.
I'm sure he did.
My friend Suge Knight is in jail for supposedly murdering someone in this car.
Your buddy Suge Knight. Oh, but you got to get away from the microphone.
What? I got snot in my nose and I want the whole world to hear it.
Yeah, the whole world. You want Matt Student to hear it.
Student, this is for you.
The best color man in the business, ladies and gentlemen. Suge Knight. Yes. Ran somebody over, right?
Yeah, former defensive lineman for the UNLV Rebels.
Running Rebels.
And he played at El Camino College, I believe, in Compton.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's
where he transferred from.
Ran somebody over in Compton. Then he went to the trial, and he had a heart attack, supposedly.
Yeah.
Poor Suge.
That's after he got shot up last year at a Grammy party.
Poor Suge.
I know.
Poor Suge.
Yeah.
Poor Michael.
Let's have a moment of silence for his...
Kid, you got a fucking snot hanging from your nose.
Do I?
That's longer than any fucking hair in your face.
It's all on national TV, too.
This is live, for Christ's sake, CJ.
Live from New York. It's Fleming.
Live from L.A. Thanks for just blowing my cover.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you're on video, dude. It's not gone?
Palpable deniability.
Palpable. Fuck you and your palpable. Come across his desk and shove my palpable up your palpable.
Oh, you and what fucking army? How dare you? This is live, kid. I'll sue you for your freaking fruit trees and your peach trees that you pruned today.
Fruit trees and peach trees.
The only thing you owned, I'll sue you for it. You've lost my train of thought again. Michael Orr from the Blind Side, cut, released.
What?
Oh, Michael Orr. The Michael Orr from the Blunt. Released from the Tennessee Titans. Speaking of released, Mike Shanahan, or Kyle Shanahan, offensive coordinator for the Browns, had a 32-point PowerPoint presentation to get released from his contract from the Cleveland Browns. What a fucking mess the Cleveland Browns are. And they get in trouble because the general manager was sending texts to the head coach during games about who should be playing. I feel bad for Johnny. I feel bad for Johnny. To get back to Johnny Manziel. Here we go. Here's
Johnny. I'd be in rehab, too.
Good for him, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? If he's having problems with it, the fuck? I still think the motherfucker's too talented not to have his day. He's too good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's real good. He's real talented.
He needs to mature a little bit. He's like a fine wine.
And he got drafted by the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Discombobulated franchise in the history of sports.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns, the redo Cleveland Browns, they're a fucking mess.
Yeah. Well, look at the city. Cindy's been having issues for years now, ever since the great debacle of 1984, and just turned to shit.
I don't know. I've never been there, nor do I want to. Speaking of debacle, Jerry Rice. What a fucking piece of shit Jerry Rice is. Not to mention the fact that he was in a bad Super Bowl commercial, which we'll talk about Super Bowl commercials in a minute. Hold on. Need my smelling salt. All right. Good color.
What'd Jerry Rice do to piss you off?
Called out the Patriots for being cheaters. This is being asterisk.
Yeah.
Even though the information's not in. And a day, 2 days before that, he's saying, hey, will you stick him? Even though stick him was illegal in the NFL. But he said, he used it. And then he came out with the defense. Oh, everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing it. You fucking shut up, Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know what I mean? All these guys that come out and start throwing stones, you know, is a lesson. I believe it's biblical. He who lives in glass houses should not throw stones. I don't think it's biblical, but it's still fucking apropos.
Yeah.
Like, shut up, dude. You fucking bent rules as well. Or Don Shula. Don Shula, you know, Patriots. Don Shula signed a contract with the Dolphins while he was still the head coach of the Colts. Imagine that happened now. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, let's take draft picks 1 through 8 away from these guys, even those 7 rounds, you know? Everybody's fucked up.
Yeah.
Just freaking mind your own P's and Q's.
They're just talking heads, you know?
Yeah.
That's all they are, talking heads.
All these guys.
Don't buy into it, people.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about Charles Haley. Walking around jerking off in the fucking locker room.
Oh, and he's calling out.
Yeah, and you're calling them out for being amoral. Thank God they won that Super Bowl, CJ.
Shut up a lot of people.
Exactly.
And the way that they did,
too. Fucking class act, kid.
You know, everybody was just like, the Eagles are going to win it. The guy made that great catch at the end zone there.
The Eagles?
Yeah, or the Seahawks.
Yeah, same fucking thing. Fucking both shitty birds. Both shit birds.
Yeah.
Shit birds and freaking.
They don't provide good meat.
You know, that's right.
You don't need a Seahawk chicken wing. You don't need an Eagle chicken wing.
Kid, I'm going to Portland.
Proud to be an American where my chicken wings taste like goodness.
I'm going to Portland. Evidently, I didn't realize this until the other day. Yeah, Portland's like big Seahawk. Fuck, I guess. Let's just stick all those fucking people up and fucking.
Yeah, but they hate each other. They're soccer clubs. Portland FC.
You know they bitch about the rain too. I probably talked about this last week, or 2 weeks ago. But you know that Boston rains twice as much as Seattle. Did I talk about that before?
No.
Well, I'm talking about it now.
No, did not know that.
It was a tale of the tape.
Really?
Of Seattle and Boston and rainfall per year.
Yeah.
Boston, New England was twice as much as Seattle, but Seattle's always like, oh, we're so depressed because it rains so much up here. Nobody cares about us.
We live in a beautiful area.
We got a stupid freaking space needle that's our whole freaking everything for us. God damn it, we invented America. Sorry.
Talk about the commercials, Dave.
Talk about Sons of Liberty. I will talk about the commercials. Talk about that one commercial that everybody in hell got depressed about that kid who friggin' was like, I'll never go to high school. I'll never go to college. I'll never get married because I died because the TV fell on me. Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah.
Chicken,
what's up with that?
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Oh, my God. Did that guy just go away?
Oh, who, Peyton Manning?
Oh, and all his fans and friends. And
I know. We're close, though.
I know.
We're close. We're close. But he's going to be one of those. You know,
as a commentator or something. Yeah,
I know it. You're never going to get rid of that fool. Yeah. He's going to be an owner. He's going to be a John Elway type. He's going to be up in the press box, and his fucking forehead's going to turn into a 12-head. He's going to come down and be like, well, you know, we've won our championship all. But you know what? 5 years from now, I'll be bitching because there'll be some other freaking Willie Beeman type guy shitting on the ball every freaking play.
Yep.
Russell Wilson type. At least Peyton Manning doesn't say, yeah, I want to thank Jesus because Jesus is watching over the Seattle Seahawks or the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
I hate that. That's why, you know, Brady would be like, hey, I've been blessed. Fine, you can say blessed, you know, be ambiguous about it.
Yep.
But to come out and say that Jesus is pulling for your team, it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Well, Jesus showed you.
Jesus showed you. You fucking, if you force a slant into somebody who knows it's coming, ain't nothing JC gonna do about it. He's gonna be like, that's a stupid
Jesus
play call.
Jesus Christ. Superstar.
Jesus Christ is on my side. Earl Thomas rocking his left eye Lopez fucking the one tape fucking on your eye. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. Everybody, look at me. Tom Brady is just, he's epitome of class act. I feel bad for anybody who pulls for a quarterback who's not named Tom Brady.
Yep.
Is that a little much? It is a little much, but we can do it. And you know what? He's going to fucking be there next year, too. They're going to be there next year. They're just as good as anybody. That's the thing. I was, we were working out with the team this week. right after the Super Bowl, I'm like, you guys can say, oh, we're a pass rusher away. We're a receiver away. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
Teams are far away. The Patriots, too, and they've been, they fucked up their first-round draft pick this year.
Yeah, Steelers, they retired some legends.
What do you mean? Well, Dick LeBeau left.
Yeah.
But he went to Tennessee. You see that?
Wow.
Supposedly some kind of mass exodus. A bunch of players going to go follow Dick LeBeau at Tennessee. Something's foul.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh.
I know.
Well, Mike Tomlin's a fucking tool anyway. I don't care what anyone says. Yeah. He's got a free pass. That whole him standing on the field last year.
Yeah, where he tripped the dude.
Dude, he did that on purpose. Yeah. That's freaking terrible. That's way worse to me than maybe like...
Spygate.
Dude was on the field. He knew he was on the fucking field.
Yeah.
He's got probably 20 get-back coaches.
Oh, yeah.
You know. You're one yourself.
Yeah, there's coaches that just don't give a shit. They go on the field and...
But he knew where he was, is what I'm saying. He's watching the... He fucking awful. Should have been suspended for that. He said he got some kind of fine.
Yeah. Nationwide, you're on the...
Papa John's.
What was your favorite commercial, buddy?
Papa John's, you taste so good.
Do you have any favorite commercials?
None of them.
I don't remember any of them.
Yeah, I know. I was 18 beers.
I slept through the first quarter because it was just such a yawn, dude. I was like, come on, someone do something. And then the Patriots scored and they started picking up on the action.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You slept?
I didn't really sleep, but I was just in a comatose.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I played
golf in the morning, so I had a little sun on me. Yeah, we barbecued some sausages, some chicken.
Did you stay up and watch The Blacklist after?
No.
What the fuck is that? Amazing. They have the whole post-game show on NBC. It's for like 5 minutes. Like, oh, we're going to show The Blacklist.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is watching them?
Whoa. It's right in.
Who's watching The Blacklist after the Super Bowl?
I'm sure a lot of people were.
Unfortunately, James Spader just makes me feel old.
Yeah.
I remember James Spader, you know, smoking cigarettes and pretty in pink. Now he looks like he's freaking 65
years old.
How about
Less Than Zero? You seen that?
I have seen Less Than Zero with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. And James Spader.
And
then who was the other Brat Pack kid? He was in all those movies.
Andrew McCarthy?
Yeah. He was the friend trying to get him to straighten up.
I know. I wish you were that friend to me, CJ. Trying to get me to straighten up.
I'm more like James Spader's character to you.
Yeah. You have the same car. What is that little fucking car you have in your...
The Karmann Ghia.
Yeah. Same one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch out.
You're that guy making that run down to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Palm Springs. Evidently,
ooch,
I've been living out here for almost 10 years now, and evidently that anybody who lives in Palm Springs is gay.
Yeah, it's a big gay community.
Yeah.
Me and Gunnar were down there painting some houses. We saw flyers for the white party. Actually, we talked about this a few episodes ago.
Did we?
Yeah.
White party. We're talking about gays. Oh, the gays. Oh, the Bruce Jenners of the world. Speaking of gays, is a
Sorry, I'm giving you background music.
Thank you. Quarterback survey. This is the way the game is going. Mm-hmm. They're doing surveys of quarterbacks, and there's only one number that really popped out. It said 40% of QBs from 2010 on, I don't know exactly what that means, come from upper middle class homes. Mm. In the 60s and 70s and 80s, 0% of the quarterbacks came from upper middle class homes. So what does that mean? Putting two and two together. Rich kids are becoming quarterbacks, and rich kids have good gene pool, usually, not all the time. But they have the money for the training to become great quarterbacks. Whereas your city kids are no longer involved. The athletes are doing other things. It's the rich kids are starting to play. It's like hockey. Rich kid, hockey's all about rich kids, well-off kids.
Yeah.
Because it's not a ghetto game.
Yeah.
NBA will never be that way. Because the NBA, all you need is a ball and a hoop. And there's hoops everywhere.
Yeah.
But you need that specific training. Malcolm Gladwell is in somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like Malcolm Gladwell rubs me raw too. But you know the intelligentsia, the faux football intelligentsia that was so adamant, like, oh, the Seahawks were correct mathematically by throwing the ball on that particular down. You people do not understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please. Let Russell Wilson get on the edge. Mm-hmm. What did Vince Wilfork call him? He's like Barry Sanders as a quarterback. Dude's tough to fucking tackle. You saw what happened in that one zone read at the end of the half where Collins, who's a phenomenal athlete, maybe the best athlete on the Patriots defense, was just like, broke his ankles, and Russell Wilson went for like 35 yards untouched. Are you yawning or are you about to sneeze again?
Yeah.
Well, can you hold on 4 minutes? All right. You all right?
Yeah, allergies, man.
Yeah. What are you allergic to again?
Fires.
I'm not allergic to anything that I know of.
You're allergic to love, Dave.
Other than 4 shots of Jack Daniels.
You're allergic to love.
No, I'm not. I'm a lover, not a fighter. All right, speaking of lovers and fighters. Oh, boy. Are you done?
No. Remember, cakes are done, people are finished. Know your grammar.
Is that real?
Yes.
There you go, student. That one's for you, buddy. That's for you, Stu.
On Tuesday, when I go back to school, I'll say that. I don't even know that one. People are what? Say it again.
People are strange.
No,
when that. You're a stranger.
Wait, write that. Let me say that one more time.
What?
I don't know. Did you watch the halftime show?
Yes, I did. I thought Carrie Petty. Yeah. What, is it Carrie Petty?
Tom Petty's long-lost daughter?
Anyway, I thought Katy Perry did a good job.
Kid, I thought that lion or tiger she came out in was
sharks.
Ridiculous.
How about the left shark? That made a lot of internet news.
Why?
Because it was
I missed out on
so
that.
Poorly.
But why the left shark as opposed
to... I don't know.
Why, is it off rhythm or something?
I watched the whole thing, and I didn't think it was that phenomenal of a bad job.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I mean, the whole thing was hokey, but that's the whole point.
Yeah.
I mean, for fuck's sake, is this 1999? They have Lenny Kravitz and Missy Elliott out there? That's why I feel like I never get
Lenny
older.
Lenny Kravitz is out there for 10 seconds.
Yeah, and then
Missy
Elliott.
Elliott had 2 or 3 medleys or whatever. But, why Lenny Kravitz? Well, why did, exactly. Is this 1999? What has he done that he deserves to be on?
That's
the,
what I mean. I feel like I never get older. It always feels like, yeah, that shit was cool back in my day.
Yeah, but he had one hit and he had a couple cover tunes.
Yeah.
I
know.
It's like, what's his deal?
I don't know. Evidently, he's a 50-year-old hot guy.
Yeah.
And then Missy Elliott.
Well, that was cool, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Missy Elliott? There's no other, relevant people out there that they could get.
Well, they spend so much money on Katy Perry. They're like, all right, how much can we get Lenny Kravitz on? He'll do it for $2,000.
Right. It's like fantasy football. Know? You put all your money into like Kevin Durant, and then you're just going to start taking.
Missy Elliott, what do you charge?
Tim Hardaway Jr. or something.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, get under the cap.
They were cheap.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what's not cheap. Patriots freaking Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
Thank God. I thought
do
I would
they
get
have a theme song.
I thought I would get a little bit
Patriots,
more.
Do they have like a song that you sing?
No, it's not the way they do things.
No.
They had a song in the first Super Bowl.
You don't want to like pound a beer to the Patriots,
No, I
do. Go Pats.
I've
go
done
Pats,
that. I've done that several fucking
go Pats,
times.
Go Pats. Go Pats. Go Pats.
It's not over. It's not the end of the era. I think they're going to be back there next year. I really do. But so much needs to go right. They were healthy at the end of the season. You know what I mean? Yeah. Honest Cincinnati kid. That's what, and as much as I love the shit on Belichick, and I still kind of do, because if Seattle scores, they'd be like, why didn't you take a freaking timeout? Gotta give the guy respect.
Yeah, no.
Gotta give the guy respect. But when you have the greatest quarterback of all time, things come a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Props to Matt Patricia, Rensselaer Polytech, Theta Chi, fraternity of my brother.
I felt the thigh.
Yeah, my brother and Matt Patricia.
Is that Tappa Mega Kega?
They pledged together, Theta Chi at RPI.
Okay.
Theta Chi at RPI.
What's that? Rhode Island?
No, Rensselaer Polytechnical Institute. My brother went to college there.
Yeah?
Yeah, good friends of Matt Patricia. He's at my brother's wedding.
That's interesting.
You know who that guy is, right? The defensive coordinator for the Patriots?
Oh, yeah.
Guy with the big back beard.
He was in I Felt a Thigh?
And he'll never be a head coach because he looks like a vagrant, like myself. I'm fighting to be a head coach at Walnut High School. Hopefully, nobody from Walnut High School is ever freaking listening to this.
Yep,
I'm sure they would. No, I'm just going to deny it. I'm like, some other fucking clown face Patriot fan. Oh, that's it.
That's it. Later,
15
dude.
Seconds. All right, CJ.
Go back to sneezing.
Go back to sneezing. We're going to go.
Indigestion.
We're going to go meet your friends.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's it. Follow us on Twitter. We'll be back next week. Later.
I won't be. Bye.
Good.